ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्ञातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ॐ ब्रह्मविदा आप्नोति परं तदेषाभ्युक्ता सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सः ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति। सो हियर In this Brahmanandavali, we are seeing the meaning of the Rig Mantra. We started seeing, you know, not at seen, seeing the meaning of the Rig Mantra. So Shankara Bhagavatpada explained even that sentence which talks about the Rig Mantra. Then he straightway started commenting on this Lakshana Vakyam, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Before he begins his commentary on this each defining word, Satyam Jnanam Anantam, so he made it very clear for Purvapakshi that even though Brahman is the only reality, there are not many Brahmans. There's no need for Brahman to be distinguished from the rest of other Brahmans which are not there. These words, Satyam Jnanam Anantam, the Visheshanani, Visheshana Padani, are not meaningless, are not irrelevant. They're not redundant. Because it is possible for Puri Pakshi to have such a doubt. Because Visheshanam, which literally means an adjective, only qualifies a given substantive. It describes a given substantive, a given object, a noun. If that object belongs to a given species, or if that object has some attributes, gunaha, if that object is associated with some action or the other, kriya, if that object has any relationship, connection with anything else, as jatihi, gunaha, kriyaha, or sambandha, then it is possible for that adjective to describe that object, the qualified object. The qualifying, describing adjective can describe that object. Description is possible. By way of describing it, this adjective negates or any other adjective in describing that object. then it distinguishes that object from the other objects of the same kind, the same species. And such an adjective is called vyavartakam viseshanam, or simply viseshanam padam, an adjective. The object described, qualified, is viseshyam, substantive noun. So there must be many objects of the same species, many things of the same species. Then one of the many of the same species can be distinguished, being described by different qualifying adjectives. But here, Brahman happens to be the only vastu. Second Brahman itself is not there. Where is the question of many being there? So these words, satyam, jnanam, anantam, which are viseshanani adjectives, they cannot distinguish Brahman. They need not distinguish from Brahman because many Brahmans are not there. Therefore, here, Purupakshi's understanding is that they are not meaningful. They are not really relevant. So Shankara Upada explained, no, they are very relevant. They are not, they are meaningful. They are not redundant. Why? Because they are not simple vyavartakani viseshanani. Satyam, jnanam, anantam. Each word is an independent definition of Brahma. All three words are not simply qualifying, describing adjectives, but they are defining words. They are definitions. Even the Puji Swamiji is not very happy with any translation of the word Lakshanam. Sometimes he used to say this word definition, but still he himself is not very happy with the translation. He simply prefers using the term Lakshanam as Lakshanam itself instead of translating it into the definition. Anyway, it's a defining word. So definition. So defining words. So Shankara Bhagavatpada differentiates. Yesterday we saw in his commentary how beautifully he differentiates a viseshanam and from a lakshanam. What is viseshanam? He made it very clear. Viseshanam or vyavartakam. Vyavartakam viseshanam or viseshanam. Qualifying an object describes the object, thereby distinguishes the object from the objects of the same kind. Whereas lakshanam does not describe the object. It defines that it reveals the object. It brings the definition, is supposed to bring the unknown object to light. It's supposed to reveal the unknown object. Thereby, it distinguishes the object from rest of everything else, because what is defined is an object of its own kind. There are many. The defined object is only one, is not many. Therefore, this object is distinguished from everything else which are not the given object. This is the difference between viseshanam and lakshanam, or vyavartakam viseshanam and lakshana viseshanam. Shankara Bhagavatpada made clear in his commentary in the very beginning, in his introduction to this mantra. So we have to make note of these things. Adjectives, viseshanani, need not be describing only one object. They can fit in anywhere else also. Let me give the example. If I say neelam utpalam, the neelam, the blue, can describe specifically this utpalam. It can also fit in as an adjective describing a blue book, a blue pen, a blue pot, blue sky, blue ocean. A blue, one adjective describing one object can fit in anywhere else also. As descriptive word of some other object also. Similarly, mahat utpalam, big flower, big lily. The word mahat meaning big can fit in anywhere else. Big house, mahat griham, mahat bhavanam, mahat patram, mahat sthalam, big place, big tree, big pot. So big also as an adjective describing a given object can be used as an adjective describing some other object also. So also fragrant, sugandhi. Sugandhi utpalam, fragrant lily. The word fragrant can also become an adjective describing fragrant jasmine. So adjectives describing a given object negate the other adjectives of this particular object, but they can fit in anywhere else also. They can be adjectives of any other objects also. Whereas lakshanam, definition, if a given definition defines a given object, it will define only a given object. This definition cannot become the definition of any other object. This definition of one object will be definition of only that object. It cannot fit in anywhere else. It cannot become the definition of any other object. This is another important difference between viseshanam and lakshanam. A qualifying adjective and a defining word. So definition reveals, brings to light an unknown object, distinguishing it from everything else other than that object. Whereas adjective describes, distinguishes the object from the objects, all the objects of same species, only from same species. Okay, this difference we should remember. Therefore, hyatyam jnanam anantam, these three words are not vyavartakani viseshanani, they are not simple viseshanani, but they are lakshanani. Why is it lakshanani? If you take it as one sentence, it is lakshanam vakyam, satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Otherwise, if you take each word as one lakshanam, the three lakshanani, the three definitions. As the three definitions are there, we can convert one sentence into three sentences. As what? Satyam brahma, jnanam brahma, Anantam Brahma. Okay. Now, what about these three words, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam? These three words do not have any connection between each other. Satyam has nothing to do with Jnanam and Anantam. Anantam has no connection with the other two words. Jnanam has no connection with the other two words. They are independent words having different meaning, but each and every word directly is connected to that substantive Brahma, and the meaning of each word is Brahma. Each meaning of each word reveals Brahman in terms of its given nature. Therefore, what? Between an adjective and a word, noun, substantive, like Neelam, Utpalam, between these two words, adjective and a noun, substantive, there is Visheshana, Vishesha, Sambandha. Visheshana, Vishesha, Sambandha. Whereas, between a definition and a defined object, which is revealed by the word, defining word, there is no sambandha. There is no sambandha. We cannot say lakshana lakshya sambandha. No, there is no sambandha. Why? Because jnanam and satyam and brahma are not one and the same. Satyam is Brahma. Jnanam is Brahman. Anantam is Brahma. There is no sambandha. Whereas between an adjective and a noun, there is a adjective-noun relationship. Between the definition and the defined object, there is no sambandha here. The definition will resolve in the very defined object. How? This also you will understand when it is going to be unfolded. This is must keep in mind at present. And each definition is a beautiful definition. Why should we have three definitions? If Brahman has to be revealed, the aim of the definition is to reveal Brahman. Brahman is something to be known, something to be discovered, because unknown. So one definition would have been enough. One definition, if it defines Brahman, it reveals the reality, it helps us arrive at what Brahman is. One adjective, one definition itself has served the purpose. Why do we need three definitions? We will understand the Bhashyam. All three definitions are very important. Satyam is important. Jnanam is important. Anantam is important. Three different words revealing the only object in terms of its nature. Because the meaning of all the three words is one and the same Brahma. Even though they are different, with the different words. So there is no mutual relationship between the words, but all the words are connected only to Brahma. Why it's important? Because we have erroneous perception of everything here because of the ignorance of the Brahman, ignorance of the reality. There is error in our perception. There is a misconception from three different standpoints. Errors are made. Therefore, in order to correct all misconceptions, errors in our perceptions from three different standpoints, these three words define Brahma in terms of a given nature of Brahma. So with this understanding, let us see, let us continue with the Bhashya. We saw Asti Shankara Bhagavatpada's answer. Samana jati ebhyaeva nivartakani viseshanani viseshyasya. Adjectives describe and distinguish, do the distinguishing of the substantive only from the objects of the same species. Lakshanam tu varas, definition distinguishes, there's some implied here, nivartayati, the object defined from everything else which is not the object, defined object. Which for which he gave example, yatha avakasha pradatrakashamiti. Avakasha pradatru akasham. Lakshanarthamcha vakyam iti avochama. So, the satyam jnanam anantam brahma, that sentence itself, is for defining satyam jnanam anantam. The three words in that sentence are meant for only defining brahma, not for distinguishing Brahman from many other Brahmans, because many other Brahmans are not there. Okay. When you say Akashaha, Akasham or Akashaha is one of its kind. Therefore, it need not be distinguished from another Akashams. So, Avakasha Pradatru, all accommodative, is space, you say, that all accommodative is a definition, defining word of the space, which distinguishes space from everything else other than space. Okay. We'll understand better when you see the actual unfoldment of the word Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Okay. Now we are entering into this word. Next, Bhashyam. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Satyadi Shabdaha. Now you are seeing the analysis of the defining words, Lakshanani, Lakshana Padani. Satyam Jnanam Anantam. First he begins with the Satyam. Satyadi Shabdaha. Satyadi Shabdaha means words. Shabdaha means a padam, a word. Words such as Satyam, etc. Parasparam na sambadhyante. Satyadi Shabdaha na sambadhyante. Are not connected mutually, parasparam. Satyadi Shabdaha parasparam na sambadhyante. They are not connected mutually. What does it mean? Satyam is not connected to Jnanam or Anantam. Jnanam is not connected to Satyam or Anantam. Anantam is not connected to Jnanam or Satyam. There is no connection between the three words. The each word is an independent word, having Brahman as its meaning. If there is no connection between each other, then what are they meant for? Para arthatvat, parartatvat. దిస్ వర్డ్స్ సచ్ అస్ సత్యం ఎక్సెట్రా సత్యాది శబ్దాహ మీన్స్ ది త్రీ వర్డ్స్ సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంతం దిస్ త్రీ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ కనెక్టెడ్ మ్యూచువలీ బట్ దే హ్యావ్ ది స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ ఐఎమ్ హ్యావింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ యాజ్ దేర్ మీనింగ్ పరార్థత్వాత్ పరార్థత్వం ఆల్ త్రీ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ కనెక్టెడ్ ఓన్లీ టు బ్రహ్మ దే హ్యావ్ ఎ స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ హ్యావింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ యాజ్ దేర్ మీనింగ్ ఓకే విశేషార్థా హి తే తే మీన్స్ అగైన్ తే శబ్దాహ తే ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు దే దే మీన్స్ దోస్ వర్డ్స్ తే ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు దోస్ త్రీ వర్డ్స్ సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంతం హి ఇండీడ్ విశేషార్థాహ విశేషార్థాహ మీన్స్ దే మెంట్ ఫార్ దే ఆర్ ఫార్ డిఫైనింగ్ ఓన్లీ ది సబ్స్టాంటివ్ బ్రహ్మ విశేషార్థ సో విశేషం బ్రహ్మ ఏవ అర్థః ఏషాం శబ్దానాం తే శబ్దాః విశేషార్థాః శబ్దాః ఐల్ రిపీట్ ఫర్ సేక్ ఆఫ్ సంస్కృతం స్టూడెంట్స్ విశేషం బ్రహ్మ అర్థః ఏషాం శబ్దానాం తే శబ్దాః విశేషార్థాః శబ్దాః తే విశేషార్థాః హి ఇండీడ్ దోస్ త్రీ శబ్దాస్ దోస్ త్రీ వర్డ్స్ సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంతం ద డిఫైనింగ్ వర్డ్స్ హ్యావ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ద విశేషం ది సబ్స్టాంటివ్ బ్రహ్మన్ యాజ్ దయర్ మీనింగ్ అతః దెర్ఫోర్ ఏకైకః ఏక ఏకః ఏక ఏకః వన్ ఏక ఏకః ఏకైకః మీన్స్ ఏకైకః ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ వర్డ్ అతః దెర్ఫోర్ ఏకైకః విశేషణ శబ్దః ఏకైకః విశేషణ శబ్దః ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ హియర్ డిఫైనింగ్ అడ్జెక్టివ్ ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ వర్డ్ the defining adjective ekaikaha visheshana shabdah parasparam nirapekshah parasparam nirapekshah means what nirapeksham mutually independent parasparam nirapekshah nirapeksha means apeksha yasya nasti yasya shabdasya nasti saha nirapekshah shabdah apeksha means requirement or dependence apeksha apeksha yasya nasti sa nirapeksha shabdah so ekaikah visheshana shabdah each and every defining adjective mutually independent of each other independent of each other independent of each other nirapekshah so jnanam is not dependent on satyam atmi not dependent on jnanam but still brahma shabdena sambandhyate brahma shabdena sambandhyate so each and every word is directly connected to the word brahma because brahman they have those words have brahman as their meaning brahma shabdena sambandhyate satyam brahma jnanam brahma anantam brahma iti so each word has its direct connection only with brahma As what? What is Satyam? Satyam is Brahma. Jnanam is Brahma. Anantam is Brahma. So Shankara Bhagavatpada takes so much time to help us understand each and every word is independent definition, having no, has no connection to the other adjective, the other defining word. All three words uniformly have only Brahman as their meaning. They directly connected only to Brahman. Why so much care is taken unfolding these words? Because nowhere should we find any logical issue. Upanishad teaching does not, should not contradict our reasoning anywhere. It doesn't contradict. If it is not unfolded properly, then there's a possibility of saying, oh, somewhere it contradicts our reasoning. No. Even though the Vedic teaching is not scientific, Veda is not scientific, Upanishad is not scientific, but nowhere does anything of the Veda contradicts science. That is the strength of the, tremendous strength of the Veda Shastra. Okay. So, Satyadi Shabdaha Parasparam Na Sambadhyante. Because they have Para Arthatvam, Para Arthatvat. They are not connected mutually because they have Brahman the Absolute as their meaning. Again he repeats the same thing. Visheshyarthaha hite. Those of all those three words defining adjectives have indeed Brahman as their meaning. Ataha therefore, Yekaikaha Visheshana Shabdaha. Each and every defining adjective, not requiring, not being dependent on each other, directly connected to the word Brahma. Brahma Shabdena Sambadhyate. Like what? Satyam Brahma. Jnanam Brahma. Anantam Brahma. Now, one sentence has been made into three sentences, three tiny sentences. That's why each word is a defining definition. Now we can say the three definitions of only Brahma. Okay. Now first he begins, Shankara Bhagavatpada takes the word Satyam. Satyam. Satyam iti. Satyam iti means what? The meaning of the word Satyam is this. So what is Satyam? If we have to define the word Satyam, see, Satyam defines what is Brahma. Thereby, Satyam is going to reveal Brahman in terms of its given nature. But before that, what is Satyam? The word definition, the word Satyam is defined by Shankara Bhagavatpada. What is Satyam? We understood in the 16th verse of 2nd chapter. What is Sat? That what is defined as Sat in the 16th verse of Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, is here Satyam. Sat is equal to Satyam. Asat is equal to Mithya. We are Satyam and Mithya, we need not talk about Tucham at all. There's no such a thing called Tucham. What is here is only Satyam in the form of Mithya Prapancha. So, this word Satyam, of course, finally, this absolute abstract formless reality implied by the word Brahman alone is Satyam. Okay, so here, what is Satyam? He says, Yadrupena Yannischitam, Yadrupena Yannischitam, Tat, Tadrupam Na Vyabhicharati, Tat Satyam, Tat Satyam, that is real, that is Satyam. What is Satyam? If a given object is Nischitam, understood firmly, Yadrupena, in whichever form, if a given object is understood firmly, clearly, with the given rupe, in whichever form, Tadrupam na vyabhicharati. There's no if, it if is implied. Tadrupam na vyabhicharati chet. Tadrupam yadi na vyabhicharati. Yadi is implied here. Yadi tadrupam na vyabhicharati. If that given ascertained form of that object does not change, then that is what? Satyam. That is Satyam. So in whichever form of an object is understood, if that form does not undergo change, that is Satyam. So what he conveys is, that which does not undergo any change at all, that which is absolutely changeless, is Satyam. That which is changeless alone is Satyam. That's what is meant, implied here. If any form, in fact every form in this universe is subject to change. There's no form which is not subject to change here at all. All forms of all objects denoted by all words are subject to change. There's not even one form denoted by any word which is not subject to change. There's nothing which is not subject to change here. So, yadrupena yannischitam, tat tadrupam na vyabhicharati tat satyam. That form of an object is understood. An object is understood in a given form. If that form doesn't undergo change, if this form does not change, that is Satyam. From this sentence, what we need to understand is that which does not change at all is Satyam. So that which does not change at all is Satya means definitely that cannot have, the Satyam cannot have a beginning, cannot have a birth, cannot have a death, cannot have any change, any other growth, cannot have any change, subtle change or gross change. I was sitting in Bhagavad Gita class. Isn't it? So, that which is absolutely free from all forms of changes, gross and subtle changes, that which is absolutely changeless is Satyam. Therefore, what? Anything and everything which is subject to change is what? Anrutam. Opposite of Satyam is Anrutam. Anrutam is equal to Mithya. So, yadrupena nischitam, yad tadrupam vyabhicharati, tad anrutam iti uchyate. So, tad anrutam iti uchyate. That object is said to be anrutam mithya, non-real. I'm not saying unreal, non-real. That is said to be mithya, anrutam. What is said to be mithya? A given object which is understood in a given with a given form, and if that form undergoes changes, then that is mithya. So anything, an object is understood in a given form, and that form doesn't continue to stay. That form undergoes a change. If the form of an object which is understood in a given form, if it undergoes a change, then that is anritam mithya. Yadrupena yadda nischitam, in whichever form a given object is understood, tadrupam yabicharati chet, if that form undergoes a change, if that form changes, tad anritam iti uchyate, that form is said to be mithya anritam. Okay. So anything which is subject to change, anything which undergoes changes is mithya. That which does not change at all, that which is free from changes is satyam. So satyam and mithya, Shankara Bhagavatapada explains first. What is satyam? That which is free from changes. That which is absolutely changeless is satyam. That which undergoes a change is mithya, anritam. Okay. Therefore, what is it which undergoes a change? Any product, any effect, anything made, created, is what? Definitely undergoes a change. The way he says, vikaraha ataha, therefore, vikaraha anritam. So the form which anything which undergoes vikaraha. Vikaraha literally means what? Modification, change. Vikaraha means modification, change. A modified form is a vikaraha. Modification literally means, vikaraha means modification. But every product being the modification of its cause, a modified form of a cause, every effect is said to be vikaraha. Here the word vikaraha does not mean the noun modification, but it means the effect which is a modified form of a given cause. Therefore, as that which is subject to change is mithya, ataha, therefore, every effect being a modification, every effect is a modification, every effect is what? Mithya. Ataha vikaraha anritam. Vikaraha is mithya. Vikaraha is mithya means what? A product is mithya. An effect is mithya. Why? An effect, before its origination, it would have had a different form. The form must have undergone a change to be an effect. It's already a vikaraha. An effect is a vikaraha, modification of a given some other form. Again, the effect, after its destruction, the destruction itself is what? Another modification. Therefore, an product or effect is always anritam. So having said that, He's quoting a sentence from famous quotation. Now you by time you'll finish Shastra study, you will memorize, you can easily memorize many of the important, most of the important mantras of important Upanishads, and you can get them memorized. The very famous quote from Chandogya Upanishad, where Chandogya Shruti, means Chandogya Upanishad Vakyam, again explains mithya. Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam, வாசாரம்பணம் விகாரோ நாமதேயம், வாசாரம்பணம் விகாரோ நாமதேயம். இசேஸ் விகாரஹா சாந்தோ, இன் சாந்தோக்கிய உபனிஷத் உபனிஷத் ஹட்செல்ஃப் யூசஸ் தி டேர்ம் விகாரஹா டு மீன் அன் எஃபெக்ட், அ ப்ராடக்ட். விகாரஹா வித் ரெஃபரன்ஸ் டு தேர் தி உபனிஷத் சாந்தோஃபிட்ஸ் டு த வேர்ட் pot, a clay pot. So it is said vikaraha, vikaraha, the effect, the product, pot is, what is pot? A namadheyam, just a word, a name. Pot, the pot is a word. The word pot referring to the non-substantial form. The word pot denoting or referring to a non-substantial form is nothing but vak arambanam, vacharambanam is a word centered on tongue. In terms of speech, vikaraha namadheyam, vacharambanam namadheyam, the effect part is a word centered on tongue in terms of speech, denoting a non-substantial form. There's a substance called part. With reference to clay pot, there's a substance called pot. Pot is a non-substantial. Pot is a word denoting a non-substantial form. Centered on, this word centered on the tongue. A speech. Therefore, what is satyam then? What is real? With reference to the clay pot, what is the substance? Mrittike, mrittika ityeva satyam. Mrittika, clay, stilinga shabda. Mrittika iti eva satyam. Mrittika iti eva satyam, mrittike ityeva satyam. With reference to a clay pot, clay alone is satyam, because clay alone has substantiality. Clay is the substance. Other than clay, the effect vikaraha, the product part, is a namadheyam, a name, a word, vacharambhanam, centered on speech. The tongue, centered a word, centered on tongue, hanging on tongue, denoting a non-substantial form. Evam, in this manner, sadeva satyam iti avadharanat. Sadeva satyam. From this example, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, sadeva satyam. So, Sat, here is what? Brahma, the existence. Satyam. The Satyam, Brahman, that Brahman alone is Satyam. This, there is an understanding that Brahman alone is Satyam. Iti avadharanat. So with reference to the entirety of the universe, entirety of the universe is like what? Non-substantial form and name part. Like, We don't say universe is the part, okay? Universe is like the non-substantial form and name part. With the reference to this universe, Brahman alone is a satyam. Because sadeva satyam. So sat here implies again what? Brahman. Brahman alone is satyam. Ataha, therefore, satyam brahma iti brahma vikarat nivartayati. Okay, here an important lesson. I've only given the literal meaning of the words. When we say, with reference to clay pot, clay is satyam, the pot is the non-substantial form, denoted by a word is mithya, isn't it? It's a mithya, anritam, which means with reference to clay pot, we can say pot is the vikaraha effect. Therefore, what? The cause is clay. The cause is clay. Pot is an effect. The effect is the pot. Cause is the clay. Listen to me carefully. Effect is the pot. Cause is the clay. If you say, if Brahman is Satyam with reference to the entire universe, then we can say what? The cause of the universe is the effect. And the cause of the universe is Brahma. Cause of the universe is Brahma. Once you say cause of the universe is Brahma, then it is possible for us to understand what? Okay. Brahma, being a cause, must undergo change to become an effect. Brahman as the cause must undergo change. Therefore, Brahman is of course the cause of the universe is definitely Brahma. Brahman is not the cause. The cause of the universe is Brahma. As cause of the universe, Brahman is what? Brahman is in the form of existence of the universe. Any cause obtains in the form of an existence of the effect. Cause always obtains the form of existence of the effect. Clay obtains in the form of existence of the pot. Water obtains in the form of existence of the ocean. Gold obtains in the form of existence of an ornament. Wood obtains in the form of an existence of the furniture. What I'm saying, cause always obtains in the form of an existence of an effect. In what form does cause obtain? In an effect. In the form of existence. So, with reference to the entire cosmos, here, Brahman obtains in the form of existence of the universe. As the cause of the universe, Brahman obtains in the form of the existence of the universe. But still, any cause, Brahman obtains the existence of the universe, then Brahman becomes what? Material cause. Brahman obtaining in the form of existence of the universe has the status of being the material cause of the universe. Clay with reference to pot is a material cause. So Brahman has the status of being the material cause of the universe. Because Brahman obtains the form of existence of the universe. But any cause has to undergo change to become an effect. But still, though Brahman is in the form of existence of the universe, though the cause of the universe is Brahman, still Brahman does not undergo any change. Why? Sat, the definition of satyam is what? That which does not undergo change at all. That which is absolutely changeless alone is satyam. But the word satyam here, the definition satyam, ataha satyam brahma iti brahma vikarat nivartayati. The word satyam releases Brahman from what? Nivartayati. Removes Brahman, releases Brahman from being subject to change, vikara, from modification. Of course, the material cause of the universe is Brahma. Therefore, Brahman alone is in the of existence of the universe. Still, like any other material cause, Brahman is not subject to change. Brahman, without undergoing any change, remaining changelessly, retaining its swarupam, Brahman has a status of being the cause of the universe. Brahman is the material cause of the universe. Satyam Brahma iti vikarat nivartayati. So this absolute formless reality implied by the term Brahma, obtaining in him of existence of the universe as the material cause of the universe, is not subject to any change. So in what form does Brahman obtain in the world, this universe? Brahman is in the form of existence. With universe, this is existence with Namarupa, Saguna Brahma. If without universe also, the universe is not there, Brahman is of the nature of pure existence. We have yet to understand. Don't think you are just simply reading, I'm only reading out the words, that's all. We have yet to understand it. The unfoldment has to follow. Satyam Brahma iti. And this word, Satyam, which defines Brahma, the reality, as is what? The Brahman, the reality implied by the term Brahman is ever of the nature of changelessness. The pure existence which is changeless, the changeless existence. The reality is of the nature of pure existence, and the existence is changeless. So Satyam Brahma iti, this definition, Satyam, releases Brahman from modification, from change. Means what? Brahman doesn't undergo any change. That's why it is Satyam. So without undergoing any change, Brahman is in the form of the universe. Clay is in the form of a pot undergoing change, going through some process. Milk is in the form of yogurt undergoing some process, undergoing some change. Gold is in the form of ornament undergoing some change. Some going, it has to go through some process. Whereas Brahman is in the form of the Jagat without undergoing any change, because changelessness is the Swarupam. So Brahman, the very Swarupam of the reality implied by the term Brahman, is the existence. Pure existence is his Swarupam, and which is ever of the nature of changelessness. Vikarat nivartayati. See, after this, after seeing the meanings of these three words, we will be doing again Drishya Viveka. We'll be using the Prakriya, and we'll be really seeing what exactly is the reality implied by the term Brahma in the class itself. Then we'll apply how reality is Satyam, how it is Sat, how Sat means how it is existence. Still, it is existence of the universe. Still, it is Satyam, it is changeless. And that Satyam, is the of knowledge. We'll understand all that when we will be doing. After this, we will be using that Drishya Viveka Prakriya. We'll be arriving at the reality and be analyzing the reality. Again, it'll become much clearer. Okay. Now, Shankarapada continues. Ataha. Ataha, therefore, Brahmanaha, karanatvam praptam brahmanaha. Ataha, therefore. Therefore means what? Because, therefore means, as Brahman has the, Brahman enjoys the status of being the cause of the universe, with reference to universe, with reference to pot, clay has the causal status. With reference to the entire universe, Brahman has the causal status. Therefore, if the universe is the karyam, vikaraha, then Brahman has causal status. That's what he says. Ataha, therefore, Brahmanaha karanatvam praptam. Brahmanaha karanatvam praptam means what? Brahman has attained the status of being the cause of the universe. Brahman has got the status of being the cause. Being the cause. The status of being the cause. Karanatvam praptam brahmanaha. Okay. Because Brahman has got the status of being the cause, Brahman has also got what now? Karakatvam. Why? Because karanasya cha karakatvam. Karanasya cha karakatvam. Vastutvat. Karanasya cha karakatvam. Any cause has the status of being associated with an action. Karakam means an accessory associated with an action. Is karakam. Karakatvam. No, karanasya karakatvam asti. Any cause, every cause has the status of being associated with an action. Being a subject of action, being an object of action, being an instrument of action, being, you know, any karakatvam. Why? Because mrittikayaha ghataha means what? The pot has come into existence from the mrittika. Mrittika is the cause. Mrittikayaha ghataha. Pot has originated from the clay. Pot has come from clay. Mean what now? Karakatvam. The causal status. Brahman has the causal status. And any cause has the karakatvam. So having the karakatvam means what? One has to having the karakatvam means undergoing a change. Vastutvat. Vastutvat means Brahman having the status of being a substance of the universe. Vastutva means having the status of being the substance. Vastutvate, because of having the status of being the substance of the universe, substantive universe. Mrityuvate achidrupata prapta. Mrid also means clay. Mrittika means clay. Mrid also means clay. Mridvate. Mrit means clay. Mridvate, like the clay. Achidrupata prapta. Achidrupata means what? Inertness. Chidrupata, different. Achidrupata means inertness. Achidrupata prapta, the status of being inert also has come. Oh, if Brahman, with reference to universe, the cause of the universe is Brahma, and any cause has association with the any cause becomes a karakam. If a karakam means what? Being a substance, having the status of being a substance, or being a substance, Brahman being a substance with reference to the universe, mridvate, like the mrid, achidrupata prapta. It has the status of being inert. Ataha, therefore, the following word jnanam comes. Idam uchyate, therefore the next word comes. What the next word? Idam uchyate jnanam brahma iti. The following, the next definition, jnanam, releases Brahman from being mistaken for something inert. Okay? Brahman has no karakatvam, there is no karaka sambandha. The cause of the universe is Brahma, but does not undergo any change. The cause of the universe is Brahma, therefore, but there is no karakatvam for Brahma. Even though Brahman is the substance of the substantive universe, still, like the clay, it is not of the nature of inertness. Brahman is not inert. Then what is Brahma? Jnanam Brahma. That's why the following word Brahma releases the word reality of Brahman from being mistaken to be inert. So, idam jnanam Brahma iti uchyate. Idam uchyate jnanam Brahma iti. This is said. What is said? Jnanam Brahma iti. Brahman is not inert. Reality implied by the term Brahman is not of the nature of inertness. What is then? It is of the nature of pure knowledge. Jnanam. The reality, which is of the nature of pure existence, obtaining in the form of existence of the universe, as having the status of being the material cause of the universe, doesn't undergo any change. And even though it has the status of being the cause of the universe, it has no karakatvam. It has no connection with any karakam. Therefore, it doesn't have any inertness like the being a substance of this universe, being the very reality of the universe. It is not of the nature of inertness, because the word jnanam releases that. It is what? It is ever of the nature of pure knowledge. How the word jnanam makes it very clear. Now, Brahman is of the nature of pure knowledge. You have to say Karanattam has to be said. Brahma, we understand Brahman as what? The cause of the universe is Brahma. Really speaking, what Brahman is not the cause, but the cause of the universe is Brahma. Why do we say that? If there is no Brahma, there cannot be universe at all. There will not be universe at all if there is no Brahma. Existence of Brahman is the existence of the universe. Therefore, Brahman is in the form of existence of the universe. Without the universe also, Brahman is, because Brahman is ever of the nature of pure existence. The reality implied by the term Brahman is ever of the nature of pure existence. Therefore, even though Brahman has the causal status, still Brahman is not subject to any change, like clay, like any cause. So the word Satyam releases the word Brahma from being subject to change, being changeful. And as a cause of the universe, any cause has Karakatvam. And anything which is associated with the Karakam is what? Inert. Achidrupata. But the word Jnanam releases Brahman from being mistaken to be inert. Because Brahman, the reality implied by the term Brahman is ever of the nature of pure knowledge. I'm going to stop here. You know why? An important word, Jnanam. We analyze next class. Okay? We'll see the meaning of the word Jnanam, Anantam next class. And after that, we'll stop and we will have Trishabeka, the prakriya we will be using again. And we have to arrive at that reality and we have to see how the reality is of the nature of pure knowledge, how it is the nature of pure existence, and how it is free from all limitations also. We will see that next class. Okay? Ataha. So, karanasya cha karakritvam vastutvat. Any cause has the status of being the karakam, being substance. Thereby, mrutvat achidrupata prapta. Like clay, Brahman also can be mistaken to be of the nature of inertness. No. That's why other word comes jnanam. Idam uchyate, it is said, Jnanam Brahma, no, this absolute, abstract, formless reality implied by the term Brahman is pure knowledge. Still, the vision has to come. We are still simply understanding the meanings of the words Upanishads and Shankara Bhagavatpada's words. We will understand it when we do the other prakriya also. Okay? If you have any questions, please text me. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.